welcome to the podcast feature for the blog site Revolution236.com. I am, for all intents and purposes, Revolution. Before I get started, allow me to say or to point out that you can tweet me directly, and you could choose to follow me, if you so please, at Revolution236. Before I get going here, what I would like to explain to anyone who has chosen to listen to this podcast, I'd like to explain my motivations for getting started with this site. And my intent was to, or my intent is, to have a site that is more than merely just a blog. I wanted to start a blog that has not only written articles, but also a blog that is really it's multidimensional in nature, multimedia in nature. What I would like to have would be not only written articles, but podcasts and even live call-in talk shows. It's really an entire network. Revolution 236 not only has its blog site at revolution236.com, but it also has a Facebook page, a Twitter page, YouTube, and a Ustream for live streaming. And my intent, or what I would like to accomplish, is to grow my audience to such an extent that having live call-in talk shows would be a feature that many people would enjoy. Now, the impetus for my beginning this site, to be perfectly honest, is the state in which America finds itself, and more specifically, the results of the election, the presidential election, on November 6th. I have been, for the past 4 to 5 years, one of the millions of conservative Americans that obviously outnumber those who identify themselves as liberals by a pretty sizable portion, around 2 to 1. I've been one of those millions of conservative Americans who've been, so to speak, in the trenches. I have written prolifically over the course of the past 4 to 5 years for another pretty prominent conservative blog. I've gone to political conferences around the country. I've done everything that I can, short of being a major contributor to a political campaign. And I think as far as who I am and my background, that's for the most part pretty much summarized in the in my first post, which is entitled "Strangely Enough, Strangely at Peace." Why am I doing this? Well, as I pointed out, I do hope to grow an audience. However, if it's only one person that listens, then so be it. There are millions of us out there now who are part of this this revolution. I suppose you could say it's in a very real way, it's the second American Revolution. Certainly not in the conventional sense, but a revolution nonetheless. It's more of an informational revolution because the media, the mainstream media, which has all but fallen to the forces of the far left, the mainstream media no longer has a monopoly on information, and it's no wonder that those in Washington would like nothing better than to silence conservatives on the internet. The trick is, how are they going to do that without coming across as a totalitarian state? But that's perhaps that's a subject that I can cover at another time. You know, what they're trying to accomplish with the internet. But as I just mentioned, we are in the midst of a type of revolution. And if any listener has ever read Thomas Paine, or perhaps has seen the movie The Crossing, you would understand what I consider to be a rather apt or metaphor comparison when I say that conservatives, as a result of this election, are now at Valley Forge. This is not the time for the summertime patriot. This is when people have to decide whether they're in this for the long haul, whether they intend to see this through to the end, no matter how difficult it may become. As far as the election, the results of the election are concerned, the results are absolutely mystifying, given that conservatives around the country had every reason to suspect, if not completely expect, a fairly decisive Mitt Romney victory. Many of us thought it might still be close, and many of us were still nervous. But given the Obama record, which it goes without saying is completely un-American, it's completely unspeakable. The events, the decisions that have come out of this administration over the course of the past 4 years are so numerous and so shocking that I wouldn't even know where to begin, to be perfectly honest. I think going into great detail right now pertaining to some of those issues probably is not necessarily probably the best talking points for this initial podcast. I'm sure that a lot of them are going to come out in what I have to talk about, but, and believe me, I do have a list. But as to the results of that of the election, I'm not sure that we should be surprised at all. We're dealing with, first of all, the Chicago political machine, which does not take no for an answer and will win by whatever means it must. The ends justify the means. They have no conscience, no morals, no center to them. Whatever it takes simply to win is what they do. And you can let your imagination run wild on that. You combine the Chicago political machine with the liberal progressives who have been at work in their attempts to terraform America for the past century. These people, this combination of forces, is simply not going to let something as insignificant as the will of the American people stand in their way. So, given the fact that somehow, some way, not only did Barack Obama win re-election, despite the absolute horrific nature of his administration, and win it significantly, his re-election, we should not be surprised that we see all sorts of accounts of voter fraud around the country. In some states and districts, more than 100% of the voting public, registered voters, actually voted, which obviously doesn't even require an explanation to say that that's impossible. My prediction, actually, prior to the 2008 election, was that let me explain it this way. I could sense prior to the 2008 election that the fervor and the push behind this man was so heated that this was the turning point. And this group of people, once they attained power, they had no intention of ever letting it go. And even prior to the 2008 election, I talked to several people who know more about this stuff than I do, about the eventual fate of the 22nd Amendment, which puts term limits on the president. And while I have been scoffed at and ridiculed for even thinking that, I still believe that over the course of this second term of the Obama administration, that we will see something absolutely significant happen on American soil, something so significant that it will, so to speak, require keeping Barack Obama in power. I'm not even sure if they'll do anything as trivial or as insignificant as calling a constitutional convention to remove the 22nd Amendment. I think it's just going to be done by dictum. It's just going to happen, and it's just going to be. In short, I believe that we are indeed living in the pages of future history books, because this is going to be a 4 years like no other in this country. Okay, I'm going to take a short break, and then we will have part two of this initial podcast in a moment.